Gloss upwards. The water towers of New York are shivering like egg sacks. Shall we tell them to get down from there? Their hairy legs attract the wind up where they were so recklessly scattered by their mothers, those phosphorescent ones, so desperate to be shed of the past. Do you hear them? A whinge in the distance, like treetops. It's the wet season and terrible to the towers. Leaves rise up like the dead, scratching to get in. Dust motes grow by magnitudes of 10 until they clog each air hole and drainage spout, strip all remnants of signage with a black tar-like substance that works itself between the slats and under the nail heads, pushing in, displacing the original materials bit by bit, until each tower is itself a wholly owned subsidiary of leaves. It's their despair at this process that leads to the tower's dream of imploding directly over our bedrooms, drenching our night things with a violet-hued passivity. It's here, when they think of us, that we have them. So radiantly and anonymously do they prepare for us, in such individual-sized portions, their various livers drain to a single point. Their lungs and allowances and private social codes, all their ambulatory innards, become our own, that they might give rise to our mossy, mossy drives.